It's that time of year again. We're getting ready for the expo in Vegas, and as has become tradition, I question Ryan for the latest things going on in Vegas, anything he's seeing, places to eat, stuff to do, and we discuss what we want to get out of the show this year. Stay tuned.
Anyone in Vegas will tell you there's no business like show business, but you can't have the show without the biz. Showtime Photo Booth SEO is the go-to SEO provider for photo boothers. They are sure to bring the audience you need to your website via Google search. Come see the show for yourself at Photo Booth Expo Las Vegas, February 24th through the 27th at the South Point Hotel and Casino. Visit us at booth number 320. It's showtime.
Welcome to Super Boothers. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Ismail.
We're going to What's Vegas.
Up? Yes. It's that time of year again.
I'm so excited.
Are you still really excited?
I love going to Vegas. I go there at least once a week.
It's amazing how you don't get bored of it. Like, what is it about it that you love so much? Oh, there we go. That's what you love.
Yes, that's it. Hold on. Yay, we got it! Perfect, perfect, perfect. I'm telling you, first of all, it's an addiction.
We've invested in new sound equipment, it looks like.
So I have always loved Vegas. My grandparents took me to Vegas when I was 7 years old, and they told me that I could not gamble because I was like, why? They're like, you're not old enough. I was like, whoa, wait. So you mean to tell me that I can put money in that little sparkly thing and more will pop out? Yeah. And I can't play it? That is not how this story goes down. I mean, ever since I was 7 years old, I have absolutely loved Vegas. I have no idea why. And I mean Vegas before it became like crazy, ridiculous monstrosity that it is now. Like I remember like old school Vegas where like Flamingo was still like one story kind of thing.
Do you prefer like the Strip or Fremont or – is there any old spots that you prefer more than the new spots?
Downtown is garbage. Just I hate downtown. If you see me in downtown Vegas and it's 3 a.m, it is because I am there against my will and I've been dragged there. I just do not like it. But one thing that I really
– we were there last time.
Again, I was dragged there against my will.
I will say that they have some very cool street performers there.
Okay, sure. If that – whatever, I guess. I mean, so one thing that I really do love about Vegas that I don't believe I talked about in the last episode or rather last year's episode on Vegas was the Neon Museum. I love the Neon Museum. It is something that is just – it's close enough but still kind of off the beaten track a little bit just because people generally don't think to go there. Absolutely go there and only go there really at like dusk or like right at night. They have a lot of the old Vegas signs by like Yesco that have been completely restored. Absolutely gorgeous. There's a Moulin Rouge casino sign that's still there where the woman that designed it – anyway, I won't spoil it, but anyways, it looks like it says love. It is just so incredibly gorgeous. They have new stuff. They have old stuff. Do you remember that? It was like a duck car thing. Like I forgot what it was called, but it was like essentially like used cars, but like their theme was like a duck. Anyways, they have like the original duck that was there. Just great stuff. I mean, they have an original Stardust sign. So it's really a way to like kind of keep old Vegas alive. And that's what I really love about it.
I was just going to ask you what you liked about that so much, but I think you just answered it right there. Because I don't think a lot of people would be drawn to old signs.
That's like it is so beautiful. And I think that first of all, it's really about like the history of Vegas and how it became what it has become. I mean, before it was, you know, $4.99 buffets when it was actually, I don't know, kind of meant something. I don't know.
I've always had a soft spot for Vegas. I mean, and I don't know why. Like, you have an actual story, but thinking back to like my favorite movies, The Godfather, where the Corleone family sets up in Vegas, the Ocean's 11 series, like the stuff like that made it seem so cool.
It is cool.
I just love being there. I don't know. It's like the old school mafia style hangout.
I think there's also a lot of people that absolutely hate Vegas because of that. And that's all right. Well, but
I've had friends that have gone to Vegas and said one time's enough. I'm like, what?
What's the Vegas is always changing. It is. It was actually flooding a couple days ago. But at any rate, so I thought we'd talk about some little hotspots, some fun stuff to do. We did this last year, but yes, I think this is almost going to be an updated version.
Yeah, because this is the annual tradition before going to PBX. I like to ask Ryan for advice, where to go, what to see, what to do. And this year, I'm actually coming with three members of my team. So I'd like to have some fun with them as well as some education.
So no cocaine.
Mr. Salinas, so please talk to me.
I don't know why this just become like this sad running joke. Anyways, so first of all, hotels, where are you staying at?
You commented on my
because everyone's going to start posting about like their kids and the kids drive me. No, money, cocaine, drugs. That's what. No, I'm kidding. Really, I'm.
Oh my goodness. Cover your ears.
Really, just a good ambient is what drives me. But anyways, hotels. First of all, where were we staying at?
So I actually booked a place that I've never been at that I wanted to check out. Hopefully you don't poo-poo all over it, but I booked the Aria.
Really?
What do you think of the Aria?
I love the Aria. Yeah. That's a little bit pricey for you, Mr. Cheapskate.
I found a very good deal.
Well, it's not one of those Fyre Festival deals, is there?
No, sir. No, you know what it is? This time I'm bringing three people on my team, and I figure, you know what? For the first few days, we're going to go there a little early. So but before going to the expo and staying at South Point, we're probably going to – we want to splurge a little bit and taste the life that Ryan Salinas has regularly.
That is such full of crap.
You're welcome to visit us, Ryan.
You're funny. I'm not
– Yeah, so we're staying there. It sounds like we've made a good choice.
Absolutely. I love the Aria. They actually filmed – it was the movie with Morgan Freeman and who else was in it? Maybe Robert De Niro, I think. Anyways, whatever that movie is.
But I remember that they filmed a movie there. So
yeah,
I've taken that train. You know the train that goes through Monte Carlo, Bellagio?
The monorail.
The monorail. Not the monorail. The other train.
Yeah, it's a monorail.
Okay, not the big one, the small one.
Yeah, it's the monorail on the other side. It goes to –
Right.
It stops at
it
Bellagio.
It goes through Aria too.
Yeah, it stops at Bellagio. It's called Las Vegas with Morgan Freeman and Michael Douglas and Robert De Niro and Kevin Kline. It's a great movie. It was filmed there. It's amazing.
Nice. But I will say that going through it with that monorail, it never really impressed me. But then I started hearing people say, like, it's so modern. The rooms are so nice.
First of all, they have an amazing flower shop there. So I like to go there just to walk through the lobby just to see all the crazy flowers that they have. It is just so gorgeous.
Anything else there that you'd recommend checking out?
At Aria?
Yeah.
They have a chocolate store, which if you walk through the main – I'm thinking if you're going through like the main little like front valet drive, you walk in, keep going straight, and on the right-hand side there's this chocolate store that's absolutely amazing. I forgot whose chocolate store it actually is, but the chocolate's amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait. Even the room seems so modern and everything. You know, after we went to the Wynn last year with you and you controlled everything with your tablet, little tablet, I heard the Aria has that too.
Yeah, so. Most of them do now.
I actually checked out the Park MGM because it's new.
Well, it's but Park it MGM. Park MGM is the old Monte Carlo, so it's been around a while.
But they rehabbed it.
Sure.
It didn't really look that great. I thought the Monte Carlo was better, so I decided to not stay there.
Yeah, Park MGM, the only reason why I – so actually what I like to do is whenever I'm there, I park at New York, and just kind of walk that way.
Is there a reason why?
Shake Shack.
Oh, yes.
There is a Shake Shack right in between the two, and it's absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. I ate there last time. Delicious.
So some other things we were talking about were shows. You went to go see Michael Jackson 1 last year, didn't you?
Yes, I actually saw that twice because I love MJ.
Really?
Yeah, I sat like in the third row one time and then I sat at the back one time. And it was actually like a totally different experience, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
But I don't know, I can't see that again. So I'm looking for a different show. And I think I was asking you, like, what's the best Cirque du Soleil ones that you recommend to check out?
I've seen The Love Show a million times. It's a great show. I will say this. If you're going to book The Love Show, only book the first floor. Do not book the second floor. And depending on – I actually think that Vegas, there's a lot going on right now. So I think Vegas is a little bit busier than normal because I was just looking at some rates for a friend, and it was like $450 a night. And I was like, something else is going on
you
here.
You know what surprised me?
So I'm pretty sure there's a couple of other conferences.
I just booked my trip like 2 weeks ago, and this is the cheapest flight and hotel rates I've ever gotten in Las Vegas. So I don't know what you saw for your friend.
That's quite shocking.
Yeah, no, I was shocked. I was shocked. Like going round trip from New York to LA was like $280.
That's a little interesting.
That's amazing. I booked it immediately.
But anyways, so as far as shows are going, The Love Show is a great show. If you have not seen O at the Bellagio, go see O. It is just an amazing show. It's a water show. You're in like a water theater.
I've heard, Ryan, I don't know if you've seen this one, but I've heard there was another one that's water. Was it
Le Rev?
How do you compare the two? Is O much better?
So first of all, you cannot compare the two. Le Rev was produced by Franco Dragone, who did Celine Dion's first show. Whenever she first started at Caesars, Franco Dragone is, I guess he started with Cirque du Soleil and then there was like a nasty little unraveling and the company split. So Cirque du Soleil is one and then Franco Dragone has another show. So he has Le Rev. Le Rev is a much smaller show. So the theater is much more intimate. If you were to say, hey, do you want to go to O or Le Rev? I'm going to Le Rev. That's just how I'm doing
really?
It. And they actually have like a golden circle where they have like, it's two seats. They give you like chocolate and champagne and strawberries. And then there's like a little screen of cameras that are underneath the water. So you can kind of see what the performers are doing underneath there. Le Rev is such an amazing show. They got new costumes, new music, and they refurbished a couple of things in the theater. So it's just, it's practically a new show.
So why would you tell me to go see O? And then you're like, if it was me, I'd go to Le Rev.
Well, because I don't know, because you said Cirque du Soleil.
That's true. And the other question I had is, how do you know all these like updates? Oh, they have new costumes. Are you in? Like, are you involved?
Because I know people. No, I know people in the show.
Is there a newsletter I can follow? Is there?
No. It's just, hey, call Ryan. No, what's funny is, so for those that don't know, last year, kind of year and a half ago, I started doing Lyra Hoop, which was like circus training. And I went in Dallas, I would go in LA, and I went in Vegas. And whenever you go in Vegas, the people that are like instructors are like in the shows. So whenever I did trapeze, my trapeze coach was in Ka and was in Mystere, the two Vegas shows. So it's like whenever you're in Vegas that much, you just know people that are, you know, doing everything. Like, it's impossible not to know what's going on. So like, one of my friends is an upholsterer. So she's the one that tells me whenever there's a new restaurant because she's usually doing the restaurant.
Interesting. So yeah. Now, would this change your recommendation to me if I said that I saw Ka and I did not like it? Would you still say, okay?
That's a personal preference. I mean, I enjoyed Ka. I love Ka. I think Ka has probably one of the better storylines of all of them. What I did really miss was – so Aria, they used to have Zarkana, and that show was retired about 4 years ago. They finally got rid of it. I mean, it just wasn't performing. For some reason, people would not go to Aria to go see a Cirque du Soleil show. I have no idea why.
What about that? I've heard this is an offensive show, so if you get offended easily, don't go. But what – Absinthe?
Zumanity?
Oh, no. Well, that one too.
Oh. I was like Absinthe is a very, very dirty show. I love it. It is hysterical. If you even get remotely offended, do not go because they offend every race, color, creed, religion, all of it. And actually, one of my friends was the original gazillionaire. So one of the main characters in the show. It's a great show. I love it. It's dirty. That's all it is. I mean, if you want
– I've heard some people say that that's their favorite show, not just in Vegas, like anywhere. It's so different. But when you say
– It really
it's
is.
That offensive, like, can you give me some like
– No, I cannot. This is a family show. No,
it's
absolutely
that
not.
Bad. All right, sorry.
It is that – there are stuff that I there are things that are said in that show that I would not say.
But it's just saying things. It's not like doing or showing things that are offensive.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, they gesture. I mean, but the show is ultimately a variety show. It's like Cirque du Soleil on cocaine. Or actually Cirque du Soleil on absinthe. That's probably what it is.
But if I sit in my seat, I'm not going to be made uncomfortable by anybody touching me or doing anything weird, right?
Could be. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not going. No.
If you're in the front row, I would absolutely like it
back
happens.
Row for
I've
me.
Seen it.
Back row.
I've
for
seen
me.
It. I've nope, not back row either. You need to be somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, where they can't touch you.
I'm not doing that show then. Okay, so it sounds like, and by the way, everyone that's listening, the reason we go through these things is that, I don't know, we believe in like living a full life. So you're going there for your business, your education. It's important to squeeze some fun in a little bit. You're going to Vegas, have some fun, go out with people, build connections, and take a show in. So for me, I'm treating my team this year. I'm taking them to a show. I'm just trying to figure out which one it would be. It sounds like O is the one I'm going to end up doing.
I mean, it was a good show. I mean, you can't go wrong with it. I love LaRev. It's a great one. I mean, they're really all great. You can't go wrong, you know?
What about, like, let's say if you wanted to check out a comedy show or a concert, is there any, like, top or magician? Is there a top magician?
Celine Dion is wrapping up her residency this year, so that is where I will be. I've seen her. This will be my fifth time to see her, and she is amazing.
Didn't she kind of start this whole residency thing?
Sorry?
Didn't she kind of start this whole residency thing in Vegas?
No, Elvis Sinatra started the residency. She was the first person to – so a little bit on Celine and Caesars. They built the Coliseum for her. And it was the most expensive project that Caesars had ever taken on for a single artist. She has sold out every single night for 15 years. It is insane how That's successful crazy. She was. That's so crazy. The back LED screen – is the largest indoor LED screen in the world. It's probably not anymore, but at the time it was built, for sure. Yes, absolutely. She did her original Vegas show, which was like Cirque du Soleil. It was produced by Franco Dragone. It was crazy. It was over the top. She was like, it was more theater than it was actually a concert. And then she stopped, left, did a world tour, took a year break, came back, and then did it again. And then that is this show's iteration. So this one is an orchestra and her singing. That's literally all it is. Yes, there are some special effects. There's some cool things that happen in the theater, but for the most part, it's just a much more like condensed, calmer show. So amazing. I mean,
so other than her though, you wouldn't go to any other concert. That's the one that you recommend.
Britney, I would have gone to Britney. However, she canceled her tour canceled her residency, or actually postponed rather because of her father. So that was at Park MGM. Let me see. J-Lo's gone. Mariah Carey's gone. Lady Gaga is actually at the park right now. Ricky Martin.
I don't know if she's there that week though.
I don't think she is. Ricky Martin is there intermittently, and so is Cher. And then I think Elton's gone. I don't think Elton is at Caesars anymore. Occasionally, you can go see George Wallace at the Westgate is absolutely amazing. I've met him before, and he's just a hoot and a half. And he's actually pure fun, and he doesn't get into anything politicky. So he's just, you know, he's there for fun.
I mean, what about people like I saw Seinfeld and George Lopez are there? Are there any like musty comedians?
See, this is the problem with comedians in Vegas is they don't really post residencies. So, like George Wallace is really like the only. I think he. Well, no, that's not true. It's really hard to find comedians with residencies. I think. Actually, let me look right now. Because this could possibly be a thing.
What about, while you're looking that up, what about magicians?
Oh, Terry Fader. Hello. Yeah. Terry Fader is at the Mirage, and he does the, he's the ventriloquist.
Yes. Is that good?
Yeah. I've seen him. He's great.
I don't know.
Yeah. David Copperfield does this thing. Yeah, Penn and Teller, they're really funny.
So that's what I'm saying. There's Copperfield, sometimes Chris Angel, Penn and Teller. If you have to pick
Chris
one.
Chris Angel is at Planet Hollywood now. So he was at Luxor, and now he's at Planet Hollywood. So he has actually replaced – oh, is that him? Hold on. He's texting me. No, so he is at Planet Hollywood. So he moved from Luxor and he replaced Brittany because Brittany was at Planet Hollywood and then she was going to move to Park MGM.
Okay, so if you had to pick one,
I'd probably go see Criss Angel.
Criss Angel?
Yeah. I think I'd go
all
see
right,
him.
So now I'm going to really drill down. If you had to pick one of all of these things, would you go to the Cirque du Soleil?
No, concert? I'm going to Celine. Bye. See you later. I don't care.
Okay, so what's number two?
I'd probably go to Le Rev. I can see Le Rev anytime, any day of the week, and it never gets old.
Okay, so I'm going to do the Le Rev. I'll pick one of those two.
Yeah. And actually, so this is another thing. If you gamble, or even if you don't, I would always go, before you go into any casino, go to like the little like rewards club desk or whatever. So for example, at the Wynn, they have a red card. Go and sign up for a red card. They tell you, hey, if you get so many points, you can like spin the wheel. And sometimes whenever you spin the wheel, there's free tickets on there. And I've seen people win those free tickets. Cool. And yeah, and so actually, funny story, this last February, my sister turned 21 and I had an event out there. So I brought her along and I told her, I was like, listen, we stayed at the Wynn and, you know, we went to the little red desk. Got the thing. They said, oh, whenever you get 100 points, come back. You'll spin the wheel. I'm like, we're not going to get 100 points. 30 minutes later, we came back with 100 points from the slot machine. She spins the wheel. She wins $5 free play. I was like, are you kidding me? She goes, if you come back and get 300 points, we'll give you 2 free buffets. I was like, there's no way that we're getting 300 points. 30 minutes later, she hit a $1,000 little jackpot, came back. We had hit 300 points. And they gave us 2 free buffets. She was incredibly happy. So there are absolutely ways to like work the system. Caesars has Caesars Rewards. There is M Life, which is like MGM. And then Wynn is the big one with a red card. But yeah, always work the reward systems.
Okay, so I'm not going to ask you for the best restaurant because it's going to cost me like $1,000 to eat there.
Pretty much, yes.
But what I do want to know is where are the best burgers in Vegas?
Burger.
Really?
Burger. It's Gordon Ramsay's Burger at Planet Hollywood.
That's a one restaurant location. It's not a chain or anything, right?
No. There's only one of them. It's B-U-R-G-R, Burger. And it's in Planet Hollywood. Yeah, there's like it's like a firewall. But yeah, it's an absolutely great place for burgers. They have opened Hell's Kitchen, which I had my birthday there last year, and we got table one, and it's so amazing.
That sounds really expensive.
No, I mean, well, yeah, kind of, but you don't have to go for dinner. You can go for lunch. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to spend that much money, just go for lunch. And you're still going to spend a lot, but still. I got asked about this. So Todd English's Olives at Bellagio is always good. Le Cirque is amazing. I said this last year. SW Steakhouse is amazing, and that's at the Wynn. There's a whole bunch of chains, so you can do like Maggiano's and Capital Grill, and you know, you'll get, you know, a really nice dinner at all these places, and most of them have, you know, pretty good like views. So if you're not going for the food, you can at least go for, you know, a decent view. Foundation Room at Mandalay with House of Blues, that one's always great, and that one's at the top floor of Mandalay Bay. That one is absolutely amazing. I mean, it's just, and you have to do buffets. Like,
I was just gonna say, what's the best buffets?
Ooh, so again, I'm really partial to the Wynn.
I haven't been to that one.
I don't know why. I just really enjoy it. So the Wynn was really great. Bellagio is so. I actually had Caesars for their breakfast buffet, and that was amazing. And that one's called, I think it's called, Bacchanal. That's what it's called. I really appreciate that one because I thought Caesars had like the best presentation. So for example, if you order like fried chicken and waffles, I'm hungry now. If you order fried chicken and waffles, they come in this cute little like frying basket and then you just grab your little basket. They have the best presentation and the best ever. But I will say the Wynn hold my heart because they have sushi station, they have carving station, they have seafood, like the Little Mermaid's family, just overflowing off of the table. It is just, their desserts are amazing. I am actually starving right now.
Yeah, I think I looked up like the top buffets and everyone's really divided about that. So it's not like one clear winner.
Sure.
But it seems to be a big thing in Vegas, the buffets.
Duh, totally. So this is another thing. Going back to the actual expo, what I really appreciate about all of this is, you know, I have put more money into my business within the last 3 months than I have probably in the last 8 years. I just think that it's kind of just time for me just to kind of upgrade some stuff. I mean, yes, there are times where I will upgrade, you know, certain pieces of technology or, you know, update softwares here and there or update little pieces of it. But this is like the first time where I have actually sunken some money into it. Now I told you I have started another separate business that I'll probably tell y'all in due time whenever there's something to report. But right now the story's not finished, so I can't really report anything just yet. However, this year, I think I really want to spend a little bit more money on kind of what's next, I think.
So is that an announcement to all the vendors at PBX?
No.
Is walking in with an open wallet.
No, I'm not walking in there with an open wallet. However, because they're not a casino. If you have slot machines and you want to put slot machines in your booth, then by all means, I will sit down there and play. But until then, it's probably not going to happen. But I think I'm open to it. And I'm also going to WPPI this year, which is Wedding and Portrait Photographers International. Traditionally, it's always been at MGM. This year, it's at Excalibur, which I have not been at Excalibur in Lord knows how long. And I'm actually kind of scared. Yeah, that one's – I have not been at that hotel in quite some time. But at any rate
– You'll love it.
I don't know. But at any rate, I'm a little excited just to meet everyone. If you see us, please stop us. Come say hi. Unless we're recording, then just wait till we're done.
Please. Please. Manners, please.
Yes, but at any rate – and if you see me in the restroom, please don't try and shake my hand.
Yeah. You don't want – yeah.
That happened. So, but anyways,
I think
go ahead.
Obviously we're all going there for business, and we've been there a couple times. For me this time, because I'm going with other people from my team, I feel like I'm really going to focus on trying to see what all the other gurus are teaching. What's everyone else listening to? What's everyone being told to do? Because I think we've kind of proven over the last year or so that we have a very good pulse on the industry. And I don't know. I just have a feeling that this year I want to focus on going to a lot of the speakers and kind of seeing what's everyone exposed to. What are they listening to? What are they being told to do? Because it's been over a year since I've done that, and I feel like things have changed. So there's a few, like even Justin Jowett was on here recently talking about, he's going to talk about blogging. You know, a lot of people can benefit from something like that as well. I'm just interested to see what's the advice, like what's the common advice that is being filtered through the industry. And maybe we can report back on that on the show afterwards.
That's another thing that I think of is, you know, just because everyone is telling you to do something doesn't mean that you can't just go out and do something else.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about this in the next episode. However, you know, I think that I actually sent Ismail this like little – it's not like a meme. It was like a video, but pretty much it's saying motivation is garbage. And I really do believe that. I think there's far too many people out there that are saying, oh, you need to be motivated before you can do something. No, that's not how this works. You do something now whenever you're ready. Don't – actually, that's another thing. You will never be ready. Whenever someone says, oh, let's plan to have a kid, poof, it happens. No, you didn't plan it. Well, you did, but – I mean, generally you don't. Generally it's, you know.
Did I?
But you were at least like mentally prepared for it and were open for it to happen. Not just, hey, guess what? The thing is blue. No, I'm kidding. So I just think that if you see something and if you see a hole in the industry, if you see, hey, there's something that people aren't addressing, that is absolutely possible. And I would love to hear about it. Come see us. I'm actually going to be doing a key pass talk. I don't know when it is. However, I will be there at some point. The schedule is available at photobooth.com.